بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected brothers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who through his infinite mercy has blessed us with another day in the month of Ramadan. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our ibadah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to get closer and closer to him, inshaAllah. Ultimately, when our end comes, it must be in such a manner that Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is most pleased with us. And inshaAllah, this will give us, inshaAllah, entry into Jannah, inshaAllah. Ameen. So tonight, inshallah, we move into the 15 juz of the Holy Quran. And the 15 juz is a para that is famous with the incident of Mi'raj, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had made that beautiful journey from Masjid al-Aqsa going up into the heavens. And it is there that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam the wonderful gift of salah. Now, when a person gives someone a gift, then that gift is always cherished and always acknowledged and always used. So the question that we have to ask ourselves, a hard question that we have to give an honest answer: do we consider our salah as a gift? We consider salah as a gift. Do we consider salah as a burden? Or do we consider salah as an objective? Meaning, we just do it. So we have to take this gift of salah. The ideal answer is that we have to take this gift of salah as a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to take it as that. And as a result of which, every salah we must read as if we are cherishing it, as if we are enjoying it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to build our salah. Ulama teach us and say that if a person wants to have the ultimate beauty of salah, he must train. And how does he train? He must read excessive nafil salah. After nafil salah, he must engage in sunnah salah. Ultimately, then he will now be able to respect and understand the beauty of his faraz salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant it to us all, inshallah. Ameen. Thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentioned, and he says that together with the gift of salah, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal had also given him or bestowed him with the closing verses of Surah Baqarah, from Amana ar-Rasulu bima unzila ilayhi min rabbihi wal mu'minun. A person must try and by heartest, there's so many virtues in it, we don't have time to go into it. But many a times, you know, we learn Ayatul Kursi, etc. But added to that, we should try and learn the last two verses of Surah Baqarah, for there is immense reward in it. And you know, at the end of the day, my respected elders and brothers, as a Muslim, we shouldn't be motivated by reward. We shouldn't be doing things just because there is reward in it. We should do it solely for the pleasure and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand, inshallah. Also in the journey of Mi'raj, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that he had seen or was shown many a things. And he also saw some things that were rather horrific. And I want to share with you a few. He said, I saw people whose lips were being cut off with scissors. I saw people whose lips were being cut off with scissors. So when I asked the angel, who are these people? Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said, these were those people who encouraged others to do good, but they themselves were far from practicing on it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. This also refers to me as a person giving encouragement, but I myself also have to put it into practice. So please make dua for me, inshallah, and I will make dua for you. So this is it. Any person who encourages someone else, but he himself does not practice upon it, then the punishment will be that scissor will be used to cut off the lips. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. He then mentions, and he says, he continued further, and he saw people with nails made from copper. People with nails made from copper, and they were scraping away at their chest, as a result of which they were tearing away their flesh. So they were scraping their faces and their chest and pulling out their skin. So this was the punishment for backbiting. This was the punishment for backbiting. May Allah protect us all. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I saw people whose stomachs were the size of houses. Their stomachs alone were the size of houses. And from the outside, I could see snakes moving around in that belly. So when I asked, who are these people? Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said, these are those people who used to consume interest. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all, inshallah. Ameen. Then he said, I saw people whose heads were being crushed by a rock repeatedly. The heads were being crushed by a rock repeatedly. When I asked, who are these people? It was said, these are those people who were lazy to perform salah and neglected it. Allahu Akbar. Again, that question, how do we view our salah? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all and give us the tawfiq to become better people, inshallah. Ameen. Then you see there were so many other instances that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam narrated, but we don't have time to go into it. Perhaps maybe on another occasion. But the point being of it all, my respected brothers, is that this is the month of Ramadan. This is an opportunity for us to use this month of Ramadan to rid ourselves of sin. It's not just about the essence of keeping that fast. It's not just about engaging in ibadah, but also finding objective in life. Like I said the other night, if we did not have this month of Ramadan, imagine how far we would be from Allah. So this month of Ramadan is there for us. Let us take the opportunity. We're already in the 15 juz of the Holy Quran. Half the Quran is done. 15 left, inshallah. In the same manner, even with regards to the days, almost half is done. We have few days left. Let us use every opportunity to get closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and our families till the day of Qiyamah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all goodness. Jazakallah.